Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Well, I will tell you what, I cannot figure out which direction this Magic team is going. I can't figure out which games they're going to win on the schedule, and I can't tell you which ones they're going to lose. This might be the most Jekyll and Hyde team I have ever seen, and that's what we're going to talk about here on Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Magic fall last night to the Cleveland Cavaliers 107-93. That's the bad news. The good news is, as of today, if the season officially ended, you're in the playoffs. So, good news, bad news, you just got to ride the good news out as long as you can. So here's what we have on the docket for today's show. In a matter of moments, I'm going to be joined by the one and only Dante Marcatelli. They're up in Philadelphia as the Magic get set for what is a 7 o'clock tip time tomorrow night against the Sixers. They may catch a break. We'll also talk about that coming up here in a matter of moments as well. But we'll also recap the weekend. It was a wild one. They got one good win. They got one bad loss. But I'm going to tell you why. I don't think it was as bad of a loss as it looks like on paper. Hey, just a reminder, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 19-20 season. With a full season plan, you can enjoy every Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. And with that said, I want to welcome in the one and only Dante Marcatelli. You know, Dante, I'm going to play a little magician trick. I'm going to wave my left hand and see if I can distract everybody. But Orlando Magic Pod Squad dropped a new show today. If everyone remembers last week's drive time that you did with Rafer Austin, well, what they don't know is that that conversation went on for like another 20 minutes. And so that's going to be this week's featured Pod Squad, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, we won't have the normal cast of characters with George and David and Maddie and Jeff Turner. So we're still kind of navigating through all of that, but I give them some time off from time to time. But this was fun for me to get a chance to go back, turn back the clock to that incredible run in 2009 with Rafer Alston, a run that doesn't happen if the Magic don't sign Rafer Alston. They were 3-3 in the six games after Jameer got hurt. And Jameer ended up coming back for the finals, as we all know. And it was funny, I had a chance to talk to Jameer a couple weeks before that. So it's been great catching up with a couple of these guys. But Rafer, I had not talked to or heard from in 10 years. So that was great to catch up with him, get his thoughts, his memories on that finals run. And what he said was the most fun of his NBA career. So that was cool. And when you have so much of that content, I certainly encourage fans to, you can go to TuneIn. And you can hear that content, or you can go to iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, you know, wherever you download your Magic Pod Squad podcasts.
Yeah, and just so people know, we're going to peel back the curtain on this a little bit. But we had expected that conversation to maybe go for 15 minutes. I mean, we never expected it to go close to 35, but he was just on a roll that entire day.
He was on a roll, and he got into a lot of stuff. You know, especially we all remember the Jameer situation. You know, do you bring Jameer back or not? He hadn't played in 3 months, and do you bring him back in the NBA Finals? And Rafer was the first one to say, yeah, absolutely you bring him back. The guy, you got to remember, he was having an all-star year, and it didn't affect Rafer's minutes. Rafer still started all those games. You went from Anthony Johnson to Jameer Nelson, and you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to do that. You're going to make that move, but the only thing is, Anthony was playing so well. And, you know, we all remember Rafer Alston, but Anthony was playing so well, AJ, so that he didn't get any minutes. And I think that's the one regret that Rafer had, and he mentioned, you know, was that I wish we still could have found a way to get AJ on the floor, too, just because he was defending great and he'd been playing so well. So there's good stuff. Magic fans will remember when he smacked Eddie House in the back of the head, so he touches that. And also just his thoughts on arriving here. You know, he tells a side of Dwight that most Magic fans don't know and don't hear. And I think that was pretty telling as well.
Absolutely. All you have to do is go to TuneIn. You can go to Spotify. You can go to iTunes. You can even go to Google Play. All you have to do is search Orlando Magic Pod Squad. You can just search it in Google, and it'll come up. And wherever you get your podcasts, you can get it there. It's a great listen. Really, you guys have been on a roll the last couple of weeks.
That's good. That's 4 less minutes we have to talk about Cavs, right? So well done.
I was going to say, is my magician trick good enough? You know, I thought maybe I could do it. But, you know, Dante, the frustrating thing is, So we're all focused on what happened last night, right? And nobody's going to remember what they did in Indiana. And I want to touch on that first of all, because I thought this team played a complete game. And when you look at the way that their starters' minutes broke down, I thought they had a very heavy workload on Saturday against a very good Indiana team that, you know, they could potentially play in the playoffs. So let's start there, because I thought defensively against Indiana, they were fantastic.
Yeah, they certainly were in that fourth quarter when they needed to. I mean, Indiana, you got to remember, was about 58%, about 3.5 quarters into that game. I mean, they couldn't get any misses. But that being said, you know, they picked up their defense in the second half, but Indiana made incredibly difficult shots. I think about Corey Joseph, a couple that he made, and Miles Turner made one or two, and then you had Thad Young make one falling down to the ground. So guys made incredibly acrobatic shots. And then the bottom nearly fell out. You're leading by 7 with about 30 seconds left, and you give up 5 quick ones. And you're thinking, okay, this is a 2-point game with 29 seconds left. If Indiana forces a miss, they can come down and tie or win the basketball game. And then you have that big three by Evan Fournier, what an incredible story by Josh Cohen on OrlandoMagic.com, saying Evan Fournier, he makes the case Evan Fournier is the most clutch player in the NBA with all the baskets he's gotten late and close situations. And you got to remember, he nearly had the game winner at home against the Chicago Bulls, but Aaron Gordon clotheslines Lauri Markkanen, so that goes by the boards. And then he nearly had the game winner a couple of days before that as well. So he's had a couple of games where his game-winning shot has been, you remember Toronto at home. Yeah. He has to go ahead dunk, and then Danny Green makes the shot.
And the game winner against Cleveland earlier in the year, too.
And the game winner against Cleveland, the actual buzzer beater with time winding down. So you just kept thinking they were going to come back last night, too. But a great job against Indiana, a game you had to get. And, you know, I think you made a statement that this could be, you now lead them 2-1 in what could potentially, if the Magic can get back on track, be a first-round matchup.
Absolutely. You know, Dante, the one thing that we've known all season long is that this team can play with anybody. We've seen them beat tons of people. Toronto, Boston, Golden State, you know, they added another win against Indiana. To me, you know, the thing about that win against Indiana was it was a costly one. But I think we also showed just how much this team is willing to fight these final 19-some-odd games that remain in this NBA season. You know, DJ Augustin goes down with, it wasn't just a tweak of an ankle. That was a complete turn, and it was one of the nastiest things that we've probably seen this year. You know, misses the final 22 minutes against Indiana. But then his resiliency to test it right before the game and say, no, coach, I'm going to go tonight, because he knows how much these games mean down the stretch.
No, I love that. We sat with him in the locker room before the game. We watched him work out. We thought he looked pretty good. But then he sat there and said, just the way that I'm wired and the way that I kind of came up through this league, it's under my impression that if you can play, you play. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's dealing with pain. Now, he made the point, if I'm going to go out there, if there's something structurally wrong with me, I'm not going to play. I mean, I'm not going to be dumb about it. But if it's just a pain tolerance thing, well, everybody's hurt. Everybody's dealing with pain. So you have to play. Just what a message. In this day and age where you're sitting out for rest and load management and you have all these reasons to not play, DJ understands the importance of last night. And you couldn't afford to lose that game. I thought, just from trying to get yourself on a roll, and he understood how important it was to be out there. I thought that spoke volumes as a leader. And not only, you know, did he lead by example by going out there and playing, but he performed. He was tremendous last night.
Yeah, he posted 19 points last night. I think he plays somewhere around 29 minutes. But, you know, Dante, the bigger thing to me is not only is he setting an example for where this team wants to go this year, but he is setting an example for all the younger guys, too. Jonathan Isaac, Mo Bamba, that even though something happens, you are a professional, and when your team needs you, you're out there.
You're expected to play, and I think that's it. That's how he's wired, and that's how he came up, and you're right. That sends a message to everyone else out there. Now, the problem is you took the team lightly, and I know you'll probably touch more on it here in the next segment, but we took that team lightly, and I you can listen to all their sound bites, and you can read between the lines. You know, we can't pay attention to the name on the front of the jersey. Now, I'm going to touch on how bad of a loss that is, because I think it's unacceptable that here we are with 17 games left and you could start the game with that effort. It was truly disappointing. Truly disappointing. I do think, though, and we can touch more on this after the break, I do get the sense that the lesson was finally learned last night. I truly feel they thought they were at a point where they could just show up and beat the 12, 13, 14 win teams in the NBA. But you can't have that happen. These teams, last night was the playoff for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Two nights ago, last week was the playoffs for the New York Knicks. It was the playoffs for the Chicago Bulls. These teams are coming out and playing hard, and they took it to you three times. and three bad, bad losses. And then you have incredible wins, but you got to be consistent. And unfortunately, it took this many times, but I just looking at everyone's face and listening to their comments last night, I think they finally got that message. The proof will be in the pudding here, this seven-game stretch we have coming up starting Friday with Dallas when we have seven straight teams under 500. We'll see. You know, now we're at a point where we got to wait and see, and I'll believe it when I see it. But they said the right things last night, and I do think that message is finally going to start resonating. I do think they felt somewhere in there, a little part of them, that they were good enough to just show up last night and they'd pull it out in the end. That didn't happen.
Absolutely. Let's touch on that. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we return, we'll talk about the Magic being the hunted instead of the hunter like they have been in years past. We'll talk about that more coming up here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. But just a reminder, be there live at Amway Center when the Magic hosts the Sixers Monday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Cheer on your team as they battle Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and the rest of the Sixers. For one of the biggest games of the year, get your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com to see the Magic play the Sixers. These two teams will meet tomorrow in Philadelphia, and we'll also tell you why the Magic might be catching them at the exact right time. All that and more on the other side.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Hey Magic fans, book a suite for any Orlando Magic basketball game this season and make your next event pure magic.
Put it up, missed it, Bamba cleaned it all up. Omo up top with a hand, right one, and put it down and in.
Whether you're hosting clients, employees, family, or friends, we have the perfect space for you. The Amway Center Suites offer first-class service, premium amenities, and new all-inclusive food and beverage packages. Let us take care of you for the night. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to book your suite today.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Magic are off today. They played a back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday, split that, and since they returned from the NBA's All-Star break, they are 3-3. Their wins, Indiana, Toronto, Golden State. Their losses, Chicago, New York, and then last night at Cleveland. We'll talk about that here in a matter of moments with Dante Marcatelli about why this is a different situation that the Magic are in than they have been the last 5 years, and there is a little bit of a learning curve for that. But just a reminder, Magic fans, don't miss your chance to be a part of history during the 30th anniversary season presented by Advent Health. See teams like the Sixers, the Knicks, and the Hawks as they visit Amway Center. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. It's pure magic. And, you know, I want to welcome in Dante once again. But, you know, Dante, the crazy thing is, we talked about this before the end of the second break. There is a little bit of a difference with the urgency that this team, I think, is having to learn to play with as opposed to in years past. You know, so much in years past, we talked about being a spoiler for other teams that were trying to make the playoffs.
Right.
And I think it takes a second to resonate that other teams are now trying to do that to you.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think that's a valid point. Now, Magic fans will say, listen, this has been going on for years where we've kind of, quote unquote, played down to the level of the competition. And that's true. And there's something to be said about that as well. But it's a different mentality now. And I think you've got teams that are looking at it, and the opposing coach is firing up their team saying, we've got a playoff team in our building here tonight. We're not going to the playoffs, so let's play spoiler. And you've got three teams that did it. That's the frustrating thing. If we miss the playoffs by one game, well, you can look to any one of a number of games, but you can look at those three games as the ones, you know, that where the season got away from. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think with 17 games left and the under 500 teams that you have remaining, I do think, I'll go on record saying I do think the message was received last night. You made an excuse. First game after the All-Star break was Chicago. You know, if you don't foul Markkanen, you win that one. And then in New York, well, you just went through a stretch in the fourth where you got cold and no big deal. Well, no, this was you had a bad approach from the start of the game. You did not start the game well. You didn't play well in the middle, and you didn't close it out well. Aside from Nick Vucevic and DJ Augustine, you had nothing going on last night. So I think that message, that's why I think that message will be received. But it's a different mentality, and you can't come out and expect to just show up with teams that are viewing you as their postseason and are trying to knock you off and make sure you don't get to the playoffs. And you have to take that challenge personally. We have no problem gearing up for the top team. like we will tomorrow night against Philadelphia. It would not shock me one bit if we grab a W here tomorrow in Philly. But it's the good teams, the teams that are well above 500, the teams that are playing rounds 2 and 3 in the postseason, that bring it every single night against every team. And like Cliff said last night, Aaron, and I think that's right, look at Phoenix beating the Lakers. I mean, every single one of these teams has wins against the top teams in the league. Magic have done it, and so have a lot of teams. So, and I think it's very important to understand we've not done anything yet. We've not accomplished anything yet. We've not clinched a playoff spot. And even if we do, well, great, would we clinch 8 maybe? You know, even though that will mean a ton for us to get back to the postseason, it's the understanding that there's still this is the first step of a long process, and but first you got to get there, and that will be exciting, and we can't wait for that to happen. But you have to have a consistent approach from the start of the game.
And Dante, what so many people don't realize is that the scary things about playing teams that are under 500 and out of the playoff hunt is that they're also playing younger guys who are playing for their NBA lives, and so that makes it an entirely different situation, because the scouting report's not the same as what you've seen the previous 4.5 months.
No, you're right. These are guys battling for their NBA lives. You are exactly right. And you know, and think about the Magic the last few years. We kind of always joke, even though it's not funny, but in March, whenever it is where they get officially eliminated from the playoffs, well, then they play with no pressure and they're loose. Well, these teams that we've seen, the Knicks, the Bulls, and the Cavs, zero pressure. Zero pressure. There's no pressure on shots. There's no pressure on. It's just what you said. Any pressure will be for them in their NBA careers. You know, so that's motivating these guys to go out there and have big games against a playoff team. And I think it's a mentality shift to get back to what you said in the last point is, you know, you now have to view yourself as the hunted. These teams are coming after you and viewing you as a playoff team, you know, and you have to conduct yourself that way. But yeah, you're going to get everybody's best shot. You're going to get the same thing against Memphis. You're going to get the same thing against the Wizards. You're going to get the same thing against the Dallas Mavericks on Friday at the Amway Center. You know, the Philadelphia 76ers, who are headed to the postseason, may rest guys tomorrow and may take you lightly. And that'll motivate us, and we may be able to steal another one.
Yeah.
But you've got to bring that same mentality. I look back at it, Aaron, and you remember, the Magic go out and beat Milwaukee without Giannis. And you say, okay, well, they didn't have Giannis, and that's true. But you go to Atlanta the very next night. That's a difficult back-to-back, Milwaukee to Atlanta, an Atlanta team that was home waiting for you, and you had a professional approach from the start of the game to the end. Whatever you dialed up or channeled against the Hawks in that game, a bad team that you knew was going to play poorly, and you just took it to them right from the start. You have to channel that every time you hit the floor from here to the end of the season, these final 17 games.
Absolutely. You know, Dante, perhaps the most concerning thing to me about last night was the bench production, because this is the second time in, I think, the last 4 games where we've seen the bench really struggled. What was it, 75-5 against the Knicks, and then last night you go for 13 points, you're outpaced 47-13. That can't happen, right?
No, that's the thing. And you can understand, Aaron, when there's a drop-off. Like this Magic team, this second unit for the last couple of months, averaging, 47, 48 points a game. Terrence Ross is a big part of that.
Absolutely.
He gets you nearly half of that production. But you understand, sometimes there's going to be drop-offs. But what's killing you now, and it didn't used to happen, was you got, 1-for-12 from Terrence in New York. I think it was, 1-for-10 or 11 last night. Those are very difficult for this team to win. I don't care who you play with Terrence Ross only making one basket. I think it's going to be very difficult to win a basketball game. They had to ride Nick Vucevic, who has been steady the entire year. But you got Zippo from Isaiah Briscoe, who I thought really hurt you last night. This is a guy that's prided himself on, you know, and he's a big part of this, turnaround. But if it's the second game of a back-to-back, or Jason Collins-Sexton, or what it was, but he just didn't have it. He couldn't get the Magic into their offense, couldn't get them into their sets, wasn't able to really to stop anybody. Kem Birch, we didn't see the same energy we've seen out of him in a number of games. We know when Kem's playing well, and if Terrence had a bad shooting night, and that opens up things too. When T. Ross has got it going,
oh, absolutely,
then it allows Briscoe and Birch to have those kind of big open floors that they've been accustomed to having. Wes Iwundu didn't give you a ton either. So that second unit hurt you. First unit did not set the tone at the start of the game, no urgency to start it. And then when you went to the second unit, like Cliff said, there was just a huge drop-off. Now, we've not seen that. It's not customary of what they've been doing. We've seen it a couple times since the break, but they've been playing so much better than that. It's the bench since if you go back to January 1st, best plus minus in the NBA, the Orlando Magic bench, you know, if you go back that far. So they've been playing terrific basketball, but since February 1st. So we just didn't see that last night.
And Dante, just to your point, Isaiah Briscoe last night, minus 24, Terrence Ross, minus 28, and then Kim Birch, minus 17 in the box. T. Ross was 1 of 12, 0 of 6 from 3. That's what hurts you. But I guess looking ahead to tomorrow.
The thing is, Aaron, just to follow up, you can accept that, right?
Yeah.
It's going to, Terrence has been so good.
Oh, absolutely.
And he won. I mean, he basically won us the Indiana game until so he's going to have nights like that. You just wish it to not be 1 for 12. But when that happens, it's hard for this team to win. You can't have the whole bench kill you, too, and I think that's what happened.
Oh, absolutely. Just because we're probably not going to have you tomorrow, but it sounds like tomorrow night the Magic will play the Sixers, and this might be a great opportunity to catch the Sixers, a team that's still trying to figure out their new starting five and everything that they have.
Yeah, no, you're right. It looks like Joel Embiid, he spoke yesterday and said he's probably not going to come back till next week, but he did practice today, so he's getting close, but he'll probably have to get a couple under his belt. And then it looks like Jimmy Butler, it looks like about half the team sat out practice today. Now that could be just a chance to rest some of the veterans as they get ready for their to try to get better positioning. They want that third seed bad here in the Eastern Conference, and they'll be pushing for that. So they still have a lot to play for at playoff seeding here going out. But yeah, there could be a chance we don't see Butler or Joel Embiid. What a break again that would be for this Magic team if they can capitalize on that tomorrow night.
Don't worry, I set out practice today too, and it was wonderful, but I plan to play tomorrow. I'm ready to go. But I do have to ask you, Dante, did you buy your Bryce Harper jersey yet?
No. No, I didn't. I'm not doing that. If he joins the Red Sox, I'll buy that jersey, but I'm not doing it for him as a Philadelphia Philly. But this city's buzzing. You know the reports. Those jerseys are sold like hotcakes, so I do see him walking around on people.
It's crazy. The number one jersey seller over the course of the last week was Bryce Harper, which is amazing to me. All right, Dante, I'll let you enjoy the city of brotherly love, but hey, let's go ahead and get a dub tomorrow. That'd be a lot of fun.
No, I like it. I like it. I'm wearing my Big Poppy jersey and my Patriots hat around Philly. That's what I'm doing. Let's keep it going, get back on track, and let's beat the teams we're supposed to beat from here on out.
I'm sure everybody in Philly just loves that. All right, guys, that'll do it for us here on Drive Time. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't miss us.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.